What's in the news? The prison at Guantanamo Bay.
The kind of people held at Guantanamo include terrorist trainers, bomb makers. They are not common car thieves.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld defended the prison in Cuba during the George W. Bush years. Now we know this.
We're going to load it up with some bad dudes, believe me. We're going to load it up.
President-elect Trump vows to keep Guantanamo Bay open and thriving. The prison commander, Admiral Peter Clark, says there is room. 60 detainees are there now.
There's no indication to me that we're trying to rush out the door any detainee that it's not safe to transfer.
The Obama administration is set to leave without carrying out the president's wish to close the prison. Officials say it costs $10 million a year per captive. And Lee Wolosky, the White House's point man, says it's a recruiting tool for terrorism.
We've all seen how ISIL is inspired by Guantanamo, by putting its prisoners on their march to execution in Guantanamo-type orange uniforms.
Guantanamo supporters like Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry say putting these people in U.S. prisons is a bad idea.
The fear is they will be a magnet for other terrorists to come and either try to break them out or just to punish the communities.
But the commander says whatever happens, a Trump vow to reinstate waterboarding is not on his list.
I'm confident there will not be torture in Guantanamo.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaithin, CBS News.